All right, friends, as you are heading back to your places, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Morning, everybody. Come on up. Hi, Emma. Over here. Emma. Hi, sweetie. Hi. He's like, who's talking to me? Miss Heather. How is everybody today? Oh, James, you have shorts on. It's cold outside. Okay. Does any of you know what it's like? I wonder if you can think of an idea of what being wasteful is. Being wasteful. Can anybody give me an example of what being wasteful would be? What if I opened this package of animal crackers and I just ate one and then I threw the rest away? Is that being wasteful? Yes. Yeah. What's a better way? Could maybe share it with a friend if you don't want it, or save it for later. What's another example of being wasteful? What about like taking a really long shower? You know, would you be wasting water? That's being wasteful. Well, we don't want to be wasteful, right? Well, one time, when this was kind of close to when Jesus was about to die, he went to his friend Simon's house, Simon Peter's, and he was there with all his disciples, and a woman came in with an alabaster jar full of expensive perfume, really expensive perfume. Imagine that this jar was full of perfume and it cost as much as your parents make in a whole year. Imagine, like, almost like golden perfume, right? Like expensive. And the lady poured the perfume on Jesus's head. And the disciples are like, what are you doing? That's ridiculous. Oh, maybe I'll put it right here. That is ridiculous. Why would you waste all that expensive perfume on his head like that? And Jesus said, stop. It's okay. She's doing a beautiful thing. She's anointing me with this perfume, almost like honoring him with that perfume. And yes, we don't want to be wasteful, but in that moment, she was showing her love for Jesus, and she recognized that he was the Messiah. It's a beautiful story. You got to read it in the Bible. Okay. Anybody have any other thoughts, ideas? I wonder what you think about this story. Anybody? No thoughts? No ideas. Well, let's just ponder it, and we'll go to Children's Church, and we can ponder. Okay. Hands together, eyes closed. Dear God, thank you for your son Jesus and all the ways we can honor him with our words, our actions, and showing love to everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we'll meet Miss Audie and Miss Jeannie and Miss Amy at the back.